in earnest tomorrow. And I think, as I said, a lot of folks have already joined in the spirit of that over the weekend and increased capacities. One of the industries that was so hard hit during the pandemic was those that try to make us healthier, that try to help us with our fitness, the fitness centers across the state of Michigan. Well, now that the COVID-19 restrictions are lifting, we have been focused so much on restaurants, their future, their health, and what it has done to their industry. Wanted to check in with Brian Reif, who is the Planet Fitness CEO of the Michigan Group and chairman of the Michigan Fitness Club Association, who's good enough to call in on this Monday morning. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Guy. Thanks for having me.
So as you look at this, and I guess I just want a snapshot of before and after, if you'll give it to us, what happened to your traffic now since some capacity limits were raised, since we took that first step back to quote-unquote normal? Are people returning?
People are returning, yes. Certainly not anywhere near the numbers that we saw pre-pandemic, but we're optimistic that obviously reopening everything with no restrictions tomorrow will be another step in the right direction. This is, of course, typically a time of year where it's considered our slower season for gyms and fitness centers. But under the circumstances, I think we have attempted to get the message out there that because we've been locked down for the last 15 months, this year more than ever and this summer more than ever, people do need to start paying attention to their exercise and physical activity routines.
Well, especially for those of us weekend warriors that are going back to golf and softball, all the rec leagues that are now restarting again, you know, you really don't realize, especially if you're an older athlete, how far gone your body has suffered and how susceptible you are to injury. And that's a good message to send.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's not just the older population, Guy. We look at the statistics at the Michigan Fitness Club Association that are reported through the CDC, and this even goes back pre-pandemic, but teen obesity in this state is off the charts. And I think it's getting all of us to understand that we all need to pay closer attention to our health and well-being, and we all need to take better care of ourselves. And I think that this, the one thing that we've seen clear as day, the kids have been incredibly impacted by this. I mean, this was an opportunity, I hate to say, for kids to just sit around and in large part play video games during the lockdown, and that's not good. I mean, developing good exercise habits when you're younger will lead to better outcomes as you get older, and so it's across the board, and I think it's really right now it's a good opportunity for us in the health and fitness industry here in Michigan to get that message across to everybody.
Well, and Brian, one of the things that I think was terribly overlooked just in the past month, with all the talk of the Delta variant and an increase in they claimed an increase in hospitalizations of children, 20% of hospitalizations for children were suicide related. That's a number that we should be focusing more on, and not to say that we should discount that maybe COVID and the newest variant is more focused on children, and because they are unvaccinated, they may be more susceptible, but that's the number, the depression number, the suicide number, that really should be alarming people, and that gets back to keeping them active and keeping them physically fit and healthy as well and having an outlet for this. I want to talk with you about a different kind of health, the business health of your industry. What has the rate of failure been? What percentage of fitness centers closed over the past 15, 16 months? And how are you poised to take on the next few months as we head to year's end?
Yeah, so it's a great question, Guy. Through the end of December, we were reporting about 20% of all gyms and fitness centers had closed permanently, and that's a statistic that's reported across the U.S., projecting that another 10%, so potentially over 30% of the gyms will close permanently across the United States. Michigan, I think, is right there in terms of the number of clubs that the National Association is reporting, and so we are in dire straits. We were closed down with no revenue for 6 months, which was as long as any state except for New York and North Carolina here with no revenue. And then when we came out of it, we had some of the strictest restrictions in the country when we did begin operating back in September. So we are still absolutely feeling the effects of that. And we're trying to dig out from underneath that. There have been some proposals with regards to financial relief to gyms, similar to the packages that were approved for restaurants and hospitality, similar to the packages that were approved for the for theaters as well. And I think it's it really is, if you look back at the gyms and fitness centers are part of the health and wellness delivery system here. So if you do look at infrastructure here in our country and understanding that these gyms and fitness centers do play a very important role in the communities that they serve, we really don't want to see any more of these gyms and fitness centers going out of business through the rest of this year.
No, and I've only got 90 seconds left, Brian, but as you look forward, let's be clear here. You executed the cleanliness and the healthy separation and disinfection protocols very, very well. And a lot of the studies showed that you were never the threat that many believed you to begin with.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, we helped draft the rules, and we followed them to a T. We participated here in Michigan in the MyOSHA Ambassador Program, which was intended to reinforce the fact that those cleaning and safety protocols in the workplace were being followed. We've even gone a step further in a lot of the Michigan Fitness Club Association clubs in doing air quality testing and on a regular basis in our clubs to do that. So We absolutely, since we reopened, and we continue to do that, we're not going away from a lot of those cleaning and safety protocols that were put in place during the pandemic, and cleaning and sanitizing. So it's important to get that message out there as well.
Brian, we wish you well as you embark upon kind of a reset and a restart here, and reminding people that for their kids and for themselves, you've got to maintain fitness. A lot of us put on 19 during COVID-19 and need to get it off. Thanks so much. Take care, my friend.